You're listening to SBS News.
The Abaco Islands received the full brunt of Dorian, which continues to batter Grand Bahama further to the west of the Caribbean archipelago. The Category 5 hurricane has now been downgraded to a Category 4. Surging sea waters and ferocious winds were causing chaos in low-lying island communities, claiming at least one life. Bahamas Foreign Minister Darren Henfield has cautioned people to remain indoors.
Power lines are down, lampposts are down. Trees across the street. It is very dangerous to be outdoors if you don't have to be outdoors. As soon as the weather permits, our first responders will go to those areas where we had reports from individuals who were in distress. We have already organized our parties to move as soon as it is safe for them to do so.
The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society says as many as 13,000 homes in the Bahamas may have been destroyed or severely damaged. Authorities are urging people to find floating devices and grab hammers to break out of their attics if necessary, as Hurricane Dorian unleashes massive flooding across Grand Bahama Island. Several parts of the capital, Nassau, were flooded, and footage emerged on Twitter of a person riding a jet ski along a flooded street. Mr. Henfield says it was too early to assess the full impact of the damage.
We're uncertain of what's going on at Tessie at the moment. We have been informed that Cooperstown was holding quite well. That's all that we know at the moment.
From Florida to North Carolina, residents and government officials have been preparing for possible impacts of Dorian for days, even as the official forecast has the centre of the storm staying offshore. In Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida residents who have decided not to evacuate are sandbagging and boarding their homes ahead of Dorian's potential impact. Jesse James is helping friends board up their home right next door to his former property that was lost to Hurricane Matthew in 2016.
After Matthew, what happened was we escaped all the winds, but the storm surge kept coming, and it eventually got to where it was 10 feet from the house, it was 4 feet from the house, it was in the house. It was probably a foot to 2 feet. Feet of water in the house.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has ordered a mandatory evacuation of the entire coast of the state amid the hurricane's threat. The order, which covers about 830,000 people, goes into effect when state troopers begin reversing lanes so they all head inland on major coastal highways.
It's better to be safe than sorry. And we don't want to be telling anybody we told you so. So we would say be safe. Get away from the coast. The predictions are we're going to have wind, water. That hurricane can go one way or the other. Nobody knows. So be safe.
President Donald Trump cancelled a high-profile trip to Warsaw to focus on storm preparations. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.